This news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. The Huron County Election Commission, consisting of probate judge Julian Ferris, clerk Lori Neal, and treasurer Cheryl Yon, has rejected 5 out of 6 recall petitions filed against 4 Lake Township officials. During a hearing held, the commission reviewed petitions targeting Supervisor Valerie McCollum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell. Petitioner Julie Mosden sought the recalls, citing concerns over the handling of public comment periods and the approval of salary increases. Mosden alleged the board members interrupted citizens during public comment and failed to maintain transparency regarding budget votes. In response, the officials defended their actions, citing procedural compliance and arguing the allegations lacked factual accuracy. Judge Julian Ferris, presiding over the commission, ruled the petitions failed to meet the necessary standard of clarity for voters to understand the specific conduct being challenged. Consequently, the commission denied 5 out of 6 petitions. Those that are involved have 10 days to appeal the commission's decision. A 57-year-old man's heading to jail after pleading guilty to breaking and entering a home. Jason Daniel Conkey appeared in circuit court for sentencing on an amended charge of breaking and entering with intent. Conkey admitted to entering a residence while his co-defendant, Rochelle Marie Clark, was inside. He told the court he had been waiting in the car for her before entering the home, where he took minor items such as an ashtray, a lighter, and an energy drink. Judge Prill sentenced Conkey to 18 months probation and 90 days in county jail. He'll serve 30 days up front, with the remaining time held in abeyance, pending successful completion of his probation. Conkey is also ordered to pay $251 in restitution to the victim and is prohibited from having any contact with her. And 4 people, including 2 children, escaped safely after a Saturday afternoon house fire in Bay City left their home heavily damaged and temporarily uninhabitable. Emergency crews were dispatched just before 4 p.m. to a residence on 11th Street between Monroe and Jackson Streets, where firefighters encountered flames concentrated in the rear of the first floor that had spread into the upper level. Firefighters quickly brought the blaze under control, knocking down the main body of the fire within 15 minutes before spending additional time extinguishing remaining hotspots around the property. Mutual aid departments from Portsmouth Township and Bangor Township assisted them at the scene. The displaced family is receiving support through the Red Cross while investigators continue working to determine what sparked the fire. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsor.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for 6 generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With 4 locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. An era has come to an end in the financial world. Legendary former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan has passed away at the age of 100 due to complications from Parkinson's disease. Greenspan, who steered the ship of the American economy through nearly two decades' monumental expansions and sudden shocks, leaves behind a highly influential yet intensely debated legacy. Often referred to as the maestro during his long tenure from 1987 to 2006, Greenspan was famed for his cryptic style of speech and free market ideology. However, later in life, he famously admitted to Congress that he had misplaced too much faith in the self-regulating power of banks to prevent the catastrophic 2008 financial meltdown. Wall Street is pausing for a moment of silence today to honor his massive footprint on global monetary policy. And Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Moscow is technically ready to enter peace negotiations with Ukraine. Speaking to government officials, Putin stated that any future framework must be rooted in previous draft agreements discussed in Anchorage and Istanbul, but fundamentally adjusted to the current realities on the ground. The caveated offer is being viewed by others with deep skepticism by Kyiv and Western allies, who interpret realities on the ground as a demand that Ukraine permanently cede all territories currently occupied by Russian forces. Analysts suggest timing of the announcements a strategic play to exploit war weariness among European nations. And that's been a look at our news this hour, brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
I'm Christina Raleigh with Aspire Real Health System. I am a new mom. When I found out I was pregnant, there's a little panic in you because that's a huge new life change.
I'm Michelle Burgess, a nurse practitioner at Aspire Women's Health Clinic in Marlette. So once you get your first pregnancy test, you can go ahead and call us and we'll get you set up for about an 8-week visit where we'll go over all your like health history, family history, any medications that you're taking, just to make sure that you are healthy. We'll get your ultrasound set up to make sure that baby's looking good. You can do your lab same day you have your ultrasound, and you can do that at Aspire.
Can I continue to come see you, or am I going to have to continue to travel far up until having the baby?
If you're low risk, you can see me for all your prenatal care. About 20 weeks, we would prefer you to go to CMU at Covenant to do your anatomy scan, which you'll see one of the providers right after that. So you'll see us every 4 weeks until you're 28 weeks, and then every two until you're about 36, and then we'll see you weekly. Once you get closer to your delivery date, you'll start to go to CMU a little bit more, but for the majority of the time, you can do the prenatal care with me.
And then baby comes.
After your postpartum visit, we would want to see you yearly, so we can do like your woman's wellness exams, where it would be like pap smears, discuss how, you know, like your periods are, if they're regular, if you need any contraception. We are taking new patients. You can call to schedule at 989-912-6840.
Find us on the web at aspirerhs.org.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.